Welcome to the Mildly Interesting with Oliver Wilson, the official bedtime podcast of former insomniacs. Tomorrow is Thursday, November 4th, Project Management Day. Project Management Day honors the project manager and encourages the people and organizations that rely on them to do the same. Project managers make sure that everything's moving smoothly, and work in every industry and sector, from government to volunteer. Stephen Covey once said, "Without being properly managed, the whole thing will fall apart." So, take a moment to show the people who manage your projects how much you appreciate them. You have probably heard the title Project Manager. But have you ever wondered about the evolution of this position? Well, I have. And I think you might just find it mildly interesting. Subscribe to the Mildly Interesting on Apple Podcast, Spotify, or wherever fine podcasts are available. We'll be right back. Project management is the process of leading the work of a team to achieve all project goals within the given constraints. This information is usually described in project documentation, created at the beginning of the development process. The primary constraints are scope, time, and budget. The secondary challenge is to optimize the allocation of necessary inputs and apply them to meet predefined objectives. The objective of project management is to produce a complete project which complies with the client's objectives. In many cases, the objective of project management is also to shape or reform the client's brief to feasibly address the client's objectives. Once the client's objectives are clearly established, they should influence all other people's decisions. For example, project managers, designers, contractors, and subcontractors. Ill-defined or too tightly prescribed project management objectives are detrimental to decision-making. A project is a temporary endeavor designed to produce a unique product, service, or result with a defined beginning and end, usually time-constrained and often constrained by funding or staffing, undertaken to meet unique goals and objectives, typically to bring about beneficial change or added value. The temporary nature of projects stands in contrast with business as usual, or operations, which are repetitive, permanent, or semi-permanent functional activities to produce products or services. In practice, the management of such distinct production approaches requires developing distinct technical skills and management strategies. Until 1900, civil engineering projects were generally managed by creative architects, engineers, and master builders themselves, for example, Vitruvius, 1st century BC, Christopher Wren, 1632-1723, Thomas Telford, 1757-1834, and Isambard Kingdom Brunel, 1806-1859. In the 1950s, organizations started to systematically apply project management tools and techniques to complex engineering projects. As a discipline, project management developed from several fields of application, including civil construction, engineering, and heavy defense activity. Two forefathers of project management are Henry Gantt, called the father of planning and control techniques, who is famous for his use of the Gantt chart as a project management tool, alternatively harmonogram first proposed by Karel Adamiecki, and Henri Fayal for his creation of the five management functions that form the foundation of the body of knowledge associated with project and program management. Both Gantt and Fayal were students of Frederick Winslow Taylor's theories of scientific management. His work is the forerunner to modern project management tools, including work breakdown structure, WBS, and resource allocation. The 1950s marked the beginning of the modern project management era, where core engineering fields came together to work as one. Project management became recognized as a distinct discipline arising from the management discipline with the engineering model. Before the 1950s, projects were managed on an ad hoc basis in the United States using mostly Gantt charts and informal techniques and tools. At that time, two mathematical project scheduling models were developed. The critical path method, CPM, was developed as a joint venture between DuPont Corporation and Remington Rand Corporation for managing plant maintenance projects. The Program Evaluation and Review Technique, PRT, was developed by the U.S. Navy Special Projects Office in conjunction with the Lockheed Corporation and Booz Allen Hamilton as part of the Polaris Missile Submarine Program. PERT and CPM are very similar in their approach but still present some differences. CPM is used for projects that assume deterministic activity times. The times at which each activity will be carried out are known. On the other hand, PERT allows for stochastic activity times. The times at which each activity will be carried out are uncertain or varied. Because of this core difference, CPM and PERT are used in different contexts. These mathematical techniques quickly spread into many private enterprises. At the same time, as project scheduling models were being developed, technology for project cost estimating, cost management, and engineering economics was evolving, with pioneering work by Hans Lange and others. In 1956, the American Association of Cost Engineers, now ARCE International, the Association for the Advancement of Cost Engineering, was formed by early practitioners of project management and the associated specialties of planning and scheduling, cost estimating, and cost schedule control, project control. ARCE continued its pioneering work and, in 2006, released the first integrated process for portfolio, program, and project management, total cost management framework. In 1969, the Project Management Institute, PMI, was formed in the USA. PMI published the original version of A Guide to the Project Management Body of Knowledge, PMBOK Guide, in 1996 with William Duncan as its primary author, describing project management practices common to most projects, most of the time. Project management methods can be applied to any project. It is often tailored to specific projects based on project size, nature, industry, or sector. For example, the construction industry, which focuses on the delivery of things like buildings, roads, and bridges, has developed its own specialized form of project management that it refers to as construction project management, and in which project managers can become trained and certified. The information technology industry has also evolved to develop its own form of project management that is referred to as IT project management and which specializes in the delivery of technical assets and services that are required to pass through various life cycle phases such as planning, design, development, testing, and deployment. Biotechnology project management focuses on the intricacies of biotechnology research and development. Localization project management includes applying many standard project management practices to translation works, even though many consider this type of management a very different discipline. Public project management covers all public works by the government, which can be carried out by government agencies or contracted out to contractors. Another classification of project management is based on the complex, physical, or soft, non-physical, type. It is common among all the project management types to focus on three critical goals: time, quality, and budget. Successful projects are completed on schedule, within budget, and according to previously agreed quality standards, i.e., meeting the Iron Triangle or Triple Constraint, for projects to be considered a success or failure. For each type of project management, project managers develop and utilize repeatable templates specific to the industry they're dealing with. This allows project plans to become very thorough and highly repeatable, to increase quality, lower delivery costs, and lower time to deliver project results. A 2017 study suggested that the success of any project depends on how well four key aspects are aligned with the contextual dynamics affecting the project. These are referred to as the four P's. Plan, the planning and forecasting activities. Process, the overall approach to all activities and project governance. People, including dynamics of how they collaborate and communicate. Power, lines of authority, decision makers, organograms, policies for implementation, and the like. Several approaches to organizing and completing project activities, including phased, lean, iterative, and incremental. There are also several extensions to project planning, for example based on outcomes, product-based, or activities, process-based. Regardless of the methodology employed, careful consideration must be given to the overall project objectives, timeline, and cost, and the roles and responsibilities of all participants and stakeholders. Benefits Realization Management, BRM, enhances standard project management techniques by focusing on outcomes, benefits of a project rather than products or outputs, and then measuring the degree to which that is happening to keep a project on track. This can help reduce the risk of a completed project failing by delivering agreed upon requirements, outputs, i.e., project success, but failing to deliver the benefits, outcomes of those requirements, i.e., product success. In addition, BRM practices aim to ensure the strategic alignment between project outcomes and business strategies. The effectiveness of these practices is supported by recent research evidencing BRM practices influencing project success from a strategic perspective across different countries and industries. These broader effects are called the strategic impact. An example of delivering a project to requirements might be agreeing to deliver a computer system that will process staff data and manage payroll, holiday, and staff personnel records in shorter times with reduced errors. Under BRM, the agreement might be to achieve a specified reduction in staff hours and errors required to process and maintain staff data after the system installation compared with without the system. Critical Chain Project Management, CCPM, applies the theory of constraints, TOC, to planning and managing projects. It is designed to deal with the uncertainties inherent in managing projects while considering the limited availability of resources, physical, human skills, as well as management and support capacity, needed to execute projects. The goal is to increase the flow of projects in an organization, throughput. Applying the first three of the five focusing steps of TOC, the system constraint for all projects and the resources are identified. To exploit the constraint, tasks on the critical chain are given priority over all other activities. Finally, projects are planned and managed to ensure that the resources are ready when the critical chain tasks start, subordinating all other resources to the critical chain. Earned Value Management, EVM, extends project management with techniques to improve project monitoring. It illustrates project progress towards completion in terms of work and value, cost. EARN schedule is an extension of the theory and practice of EVM. In critical studies of project management, it has been noted that phased approaches are not well suited for large-scale and multi-company projects with undefined, ambiguous, or fast-changing requirements, or those with high degrees of risk dependency and fast-changing technologies. The cone of uncertainty explains some of this, as the project's initial phases planning suffers from high uncertainty. This becomes especially true as software development is often the realization of a new or novel product. These complexities are better handled with a more exploratory or iterative and incremental approach. Several iterative and incremental project management models have evolved, including agile project management, dynamic systems development method, extreme project management, and innovation engineering. Lean project management uses the principles from lean manufacturing to focus on delivering value with less waste and reduced time. The phased, or staged, approach breaks down and manages the work through a series of distinct steps to be completed and is often referred to as traditional or waterfall. Although it can vary, it typically consists of 5 process areas, 4 phases plus control. 1. Initiation. 2. Planning and design. 3. Construction. 4. Monitoring and controlling. 5. Completion or closing. Many industries use variations of these project stages, and it is not uncommon for the stages to be renamed to better suit the organization. For example, when working on a brick and mortar design and construction, projects will typically progress through stages like pre-planning, conceptual design, schematic design, design development, construction drawings, or contract documents, and construction administration. While the phased approach works well for small, well-defined projects, it often results in challenges or failure on larger projects or those that are more complex or have more ambiguities, issues, and risks. The incorporation of process-based management has been driven by the use of maturity models such as the OPM3 and the CMMI, and ISO IEC 15504, SPICE, Software Process Improvement and Capability Estimation. Unlike SAES CMM, the OPM3 maturity model describes how to make project management processes capable of performing successfully, consistently, and predictably to enact the strategies of an organization. Project production management is the application of operations management to the delivery of capital projects. The project production management framework is based on a project as a production system view, in which a project transforms inputs, raw materials, information, labor, plant, and machinery, into outputs, goods and services. Product-based planning is a structured approach to project management based on identifying all products, project deliverables, that contribute to achieving the project objectives. As such, it defines a successful project as output-oriented rather than activity or task-oriented. The most common implementation of this approach is PRINCE2. Traditionally, depending on what project management methodology is being used, project management includes several elements, 4 to 5 project management process groups and a control system. Regardless of the methodology or terminology used, the same basic project management processes or stages of development will be used. Major process groups generally include initiation, planning, production or execution. Monitoring and controlling. Closing. In project environments with a significant exploratory element, for example, research and development, these stages may be supplemented with decision points, go-no-go decisions, at which the project's continuation is debated and decided. An example is a phase gate model. The initiating processes determine the nature and scope of the project. If this stage is not performed well, it is unlikely that the project will successfully meet the business needs. The essential project controls needed here are understanding the business environment, and ensuring that all necessary controls are incorporated into the project. Any deficiencies should be reported, and a recommendation should be made to fix them. The initiating stage should include a plan that encompasses the following areas. These areas can be recorded in a series of documents called project initiation documents. Project initiation documents are a series of planned documents used to create an order for the project's duration. These tend to include project proposal, idea behind project overall goal, duration, project scope, project direction and track, product breakdown structure, PBS, a hierarchy of deliverables, outcomes and components thereof, work breakdown structure, WBS, a hierarchy of the work to be done, down to daily tasks, responsibility assignment matrix, RACI, roles and responsibilities aligned to deliverables outcomes, tentative project schedule, milestones, important dates, deadlines. Analysis of business needs and requirements against measurable goals. Review of the current operations. Financial analysis of the costs and benefits, including a budget. Stakeholder analysis, including users and support personnel for the project. Project charter, including costs, tasks, deliverables, and schedules. SWOT analysis, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to the business. After the initiation stage, the project is planned to an appropriate level of detail. The primary purpose is to adequately plan time, cost, and resources to estimate the work needed and effectively manage risk during project execution. As with the initiation process group, a failure to adequately plan significantly reduces the project's chances of successfully accomplishing its goals. Project planning generally consists of determining the project management methodology to follow, for example, whether the plan will be defined wholly up front, iteratively, or in rolling waves. Developing the scope statement. Selecting the planning team. Identifying deliverables and creating the product and work breakdown structures. Identifying the activities needed to complete those deliverables and networking the activities in their logical sequence. Estimating the resource requirements for the activities. Estimating time and cost for activities. Developing the schedule. Developing the budget. Risk planning. Developing quality assurance measures. Gaining formal approval to begin work. Additional processes are also generally advisable, such as planning for communications and scope management, identifying roles and responsibilities, determining what to purchase for the project, and holding a kickoff meeting. For new product development projects, Conceptual design of the operation of the final product may be performed concurrent with the project planning activities and may help inform the planning team when identifying deliverables and planning activities. While executing, we must know what are the planned terms that need to be executed. The execution implementation phase ensures that the project management plan's deliverables are executed accordingly. This phase involves proper allocation, coordination, and management of human resources and other resources, such as material and budgets. The output of this phase is the project deliverables. Documenting everything within a project is key to being successful. To maintain budget, scope, effectiveness, and pace, a project must have physical documents about each specific task. It is easy to see whether or not a project's requirement has been met with correct documentation. To go along with that, documentation provides information regarding what has already been completed for that project. Documentation throughout a project provides a paper trail for anyone who needs to go back and reference the work in the past. In most cases, documentation is the most successful way to monitor and control the specific phases. With the correct documentation, a project's success can be tracked and observed as the project goes on. If performed correctly, documentation can be the backbone of a project's success. Monitoring and controlling consists of those processes performed to observe project execution so that potential problems can be identified promptly and corrective action can be taken, when necessary, to control the execution of the project. The key benefit is that project performance is observed and measured regularly to identify variances from the project management plan. Monitoring and controlling includes measuring the ongoing project activities, where we are. Monitoring the project variables, cost, effort, scope, etc., against the project management plan and the project performance baseline, where we should be. Identifying corrective actions to address issues and risks adequately. How can we get on track again? Influencing the factors that could circumvent integrated change control, so only approved changes are implemented. Two main mechanisms support monitoring and controlling in projects. On the one hand, contracts offer a set of rules and incentives often supported by potential penalties and sanctions. On the other hand, scholars in business and management have paid attention to integrators, also called project barons, to achieve a project's objectives. In turn, recent research in project management has questioned the type of interplay between contracts and integrators. Some have argued that these two monitoring mechanisms operate as substitutes, as one type of organization would decrease the advantages of using the other, while others have suggested that they complement each other. In multiphase projects, the monitoring and control process also provides feedback to implement corrective or preventive actions to comply with the project management plan. Project maintenance is an ongoing process, and it includes continuing support of end users, correction of errors, updates to the product over time. In this stage, auditors should pay attention to how effectively and quickly user problems are resolved. Throughout any construction project, the work scope may change. Change is a normal and expected part of the construction process. Changes can result from necessary design modifications, differing site conditions, material availability, contractor requested changes, value engineering, and impacts from third parties, to name a few. Beyond executing the change in the field, The change typically needs to be documented to show what was actually constructed. This is referred to as change management. Hence, the owner usually requires a final record to show all changes or, more specifically, any change that modifies the tangible portions of the finished work. The record is usually made on the contract documents, but not necessarily limited to the design drawings. The end product of this effort is what the industry terms as built drawings, or more simply, as built. The requirement for providing them is a norm in construction contracts. Construction document management is a critical task undertaken with an online or desktop software system or maintained through physical documentation. The increasing legality of the construction industry's maintenance of correct documentation has caused the increase in the need for document management systems. When changes are introduced to the project, the viability of the project has to be reassessed. It is important not to lose sight of the initial goals and targets of the projects. When the changes accumulate, the forecasted result may not justify the original proposed investment in the project. Successful project management identifies these components and tracks and monitors progress within the time and budget frames already outlined at the commencement of the project. Exact methods were suggested to identify the most informative monitoring points along the project life cycle regarding its progress and expected duration. Closing includes the formal acceptance of the project and the ending thereof. Administrative activities include the archiving of the files and documenting lessons learned. This phase consists of contract closure. Complete and settle each contract, including resolving any open items, and close each contract applicable to the project or project phase. Project close, finalize all activities across all of the process groups to formally close the project or a project phase. Also included in this phase is the post-implementation review. This is a vital phase of the project for the team to learn from experiences and apply them to future projects. Usually, a post-implementation review consists of looking at things that went well and analyzing poorly on the project to develop lessons learned. Project controlling, also known as cost engineering, should be established as an independent function in project management. It implements verification and controlling functions during the processing of a project to reinforce the defined performance and formal goals. The tasks of project controlling are also the creation of infrastructure for the supply of the correct information and its update. The establishment of a way to communicate disparities of project parameters. The development of project information technology based on an intranet or the determination of a project critical performance indicator system, KPI, divergence analyses and generation of proposals for potential project regulations. The establishment of methods to accomplish an appropriate project structure, project workflow organization, project control, and governance. Creation of transparency among the project parameters. Fulfillment and implementation of these tasks can be achieved by applying specific methods and instruments of project controlling. The following methods of project controlling can be applied. Investment analysis. Cost-benefit analysis. Value-benefit analysis. Expert surveys. Simulation calculations. Risk profile analysis. Surcharge calculations. Milestone trend analysis. cost, trend analysis. Target actual comparison. Project control is that element of a project that keeps it on track, on time, and within budget. Project control begins early with planning and ends late with a post-implementation review, having a thorough involvement of each step in the process. Projects may be audited or reviewed while the project is in progress. Formal audits are generally risk or compliance based, and management will direct the objectives of the audit. An examination may include comparing approved project management processes with how the project is actually being managed. Each project should be assessed for the appropriate level of control needed. Too much control is too time-consuming, too little control is very risky. If project control is not implemented correctly, the cost to the business should be clarified in terms of errors and fixes. Control systems are needed for cost, risk, quality, communication, time, change, procurement, and human resources. In addition, auditors should consider how important the projects are to the financial statements, how reliant the stakeholders are on controls, and how many controls exist. Auditors should review the development process and procedures for how they are implemented. The development process and the quality of the final product may also be assessed if needed or requested. A business may want the auditing firm to be involved throughout the process to catch problems to be fixed more quickly. An auditor can serve as a controls consultant as part of the development team or as an independent auditor as part of an audit. Businesses sometimes use formal systems development processes. These help assure systems are developed successfully. A formal process is more effective in creating solid controls, and auditors should review this process to confirm that it is well designed and is followed in practice. An excellent formal systems development plan outlines a strategy to align development with the organization's broader objectives. Standards for new systems. Project management policies for timing and budgeting. Procedures describing the process. Evaluation of quality of change. There are five essential characteristics of a project. I. It should always have specific start and end dates. 2. They are performed and completed by a group of people. 3. The output is delivery on a unique product or service. 4. They are temporary in nature. V. It is progressively elaborated. Example: designing a new car, writing a book. Complexity and its nature play an essential role in the area of project management. Despite having several debates on this subject matter, studies suggest a lack of definition and reasonable understanding of complexity in managing complex projects. Project complexity is the property of a project which makes it difficult to understand, foresee, and keep under control its overall behavior, even when given reasonably complete information about the project system. The identification of complex projects is specifically essential to multi-project engineering environments. As it is considered that project complexity and performance are closely related, it is essential to define and measure the project's complexity for project management to be effective. Complexity can be structural complexity, also known as detail complexity or complicatedness, i.e., consisting of many varied interrelated parts. It is typically expressed in size, variety, and interdependence of project components and is described by technological and organizational factors. Dynamic complexity refers to phenomena, characteristics, and manifestations such as ambiguity, uncertainty, propagation, emergence, and chaos. Based on the Cynefin framework, complex projects can be classified as simple or clear, conspicuous, known, projects, systems or contexts. These are characterized by known knowns, stability, transparent cause and effect relationships. They can be solved with standard operating procedures and best practices. Complicated, characterized by known unknowns. A complicated system is the sum of its parts. In principle, it can be deconstructed into smaller, simpler components. While challenging, complicated problems are theoretically solvable with additional resources, specialized expertise, analytical, reductionist, simplification, decomposition techniques, scenario planning, and following good practices. Complex, characterized by unknown unknowns and emergence. Patterns could be uncovered, but they are not obvious. A complex system can be described by Aristotle's statement that the whole is more than the sum of its parts. Really complex projects, aka very complex, or chaotic, characterized by unknowables. No patterns are discernible in really complex projects. Causes and effects are unclear even in retrospect. Paraphrasing Aristotle, a really complex system is different from the sum of its parts. By applying the discovery and measuring work complexity described in Requisite Organization and Stratified Systems Theory, Dr. Elliot Jacque classifies projects and project work, stages, tasks, into basic 7 levels of project complexity based on such criteria as time span of discretion and complexity of a project's output. Level 1 project, improve the direct output of an activity, quantity, quality, time, within a business process with a targeted completion time of up to 3 months. Level 2 project, develop and improve compliance to a business process with a targeted completion time from 3 months to 1 year. Level 3 project, develop, change, and improve a business process with a targeted completion time from 1 to 2 years. Level 4 project, develop, change, and improve a functional system with a targeted completion time from 2 to 5 years. Level 5 project, develop, change, and improve a group of functional systems business functions with a targeted completion time from 5 to 10 years. Level 6 project, develop, change, and improve a whole single value chain of a company with a targeted completion time from 10 to 20 years. Level 7 project, develop, change, and improve multiple value chains of a company with a target completion time from 20 to 50 years. Benefits from measuring project complexity is to improve project people feasibility by match the level of a project's complexity with an adequate targeted completion time of a project. Match the level of a project's complexity with the respective capability level of the project manager. Match the level of a project task's complexity with the respective capability of the project members. Similarly, with the law of requisite variety and the law of requisite complexity, project complexity is sometimes required to reach its objectives, and sometimes it has beneficial outcomes. Based on the effects, project complexity can therefore be classified as positive, appropriate, or negative. Positive complexity adds value to the project, and whose contribution to project success outweighs the associated negative consequences. Appropriate, or requisite, complexity is the complexity needed for the project to reach its objectives, or whose contribution to project success balances the adverse effects, or the cost of mitigation outweighs negative manifestations. Negative complexity is the complexity that hinders project success. A project manager is a professional in the field of project management. Project managers are in charge of the people in a project. People are the key to any successful project. Without the correct people in the right place and at the right time, a project cannot be successful. Project managers can be responsible for planning, executing, controlling, and closing any project typically relating to the construction industry, engineering, architecture, computing, and telecommunications. Many other fields of production engineering, design engineering, and heavy industrial have project managers. A project manager needs to understand the order of execution of a project to schedule the project correctly and the time necessary to accomplish each task within the project. A project manager is a person accountable for accomplishing the stated project objectives on behalf of the client. Project managers tend to have multiple years' experience in their field. A project manager must know the project in and out while supervising the workers along with the project. Typically, in most construction, engineering, architecture, and industrial projects, a project manager has another manager working alongside them, who is typically responsible for executing tasks daily. This position, in some cases, is known as a superintendent. A superintendent and project manager work hand in hand in completing daily project tasks. Key project management responsibilities include creating clear and attainable project objectives, building the project requirements, and managing the triple constraint, now including more constraints and calling it competing constraints, for projects, which is cost, time, quality, and scope for the first three but about three additional ones in current project management. A typical project is composed of a team of workers who work under the project manager to complete the assignment within the time and budget targets. A project manager typically reports directly to someone of higher stature on the completion and success of the project. A project manager is often a client representative and has to determine and implement the client's exact needs based on the firm they represent. The ability to adapt to the contracting party's various internal procedures and form close links with the nominated representatives is essential in ensuring that the critical issues of cost, time, quality, and above all, client satisfaction can be realized. A complete project manager, a term first coined by Dr. Robert J. Graham in his simulation, has been expanded upon by Randall L. England and Alfonso Bucero. They describe a complete project manager as a person who embraces multiple disciplines, such as leadership, influence, negotiations, politics, change and conflict management, and humor. These are all soft people skills that enable project leaders to be more effective and achieve optimized, consistent results. There is a tendency to confuse project success with project management success. They are two different things. Project management success criteria are different from project success criteria. The project management is said to be successful if the given project is completed within the agreed upon time, meets the agreed upon scope, and within the agreed upon budget. After the triple constraints, multiple constraints have been considered to ensure project success. However, the triple or multiple constraints indicate only the efficiency measures of the project, which are indeed the project management success criteria during the project life cycle. The priori criteria leave out the more critical after completion results of the project, which comprise four levels, i.e., the output, product, success, outcome, benefits, success, and impact, strategic, success during the product life cycle. These posterior success criteria indicate the effectiveness measures of the project product, service or result, after the project completion and handover. This overarching multi-level success framework of projects, programs, and portfolios was developed by Paul Bannerman in 2008. In other words, a project is said to be successful when it succeeds in achieving the expected business case, which needs to be clearly identified and defined during the project inception and selection before starting the development phase. This multi-level success framework conforms to the project theory as a transformation depicted as the input process activity output outcome impact TOTO generate whatever value intended. Emmanuel Camilleri, in 2011, classifies all the critical success and failure factors into groups and matches each of them with the multi-level success criteria to deliver business value. The United States Department of Defense states, cost, schedule, performance, and risk are the four elements through which Department of Defense acquisition professionals make trade-offs and track program status. There are also international standards. Risk management applies proactive identification of future problems and understanding their consequences, allowing predictive project decisions. The Work Breakdown Structure, WBS, is a tree structure that shows a subdivision of the activities required to achieve an objective, for example, a portfolio, program, project, and contract. The WBS may be hardware, product, service, or process-oriented. Beside WBS for project scope management, there are organizational breakdown structures, chart, cost breakdown structures, and risk breakdown structures. A WBS can be developed by starting with the end objective and successfully subdividing it into manageable components in size, duration, and responsibility, for example, systems, subsystems components, tasks, subtasks, and work packages, which include all steps necessary to achieve the objective. The work breakdown structure provides a common framework for the natural development of a contract's overall planning and control. It is the basis for dividing work into definable increments from which the statement of work can be developed and technical, schedule, cost, and labor hour reporting can be established. The work breakdown structure can be displayed in two forms: a table with subdivision of tasks or an organizational chart whose lowest nodes are referred to as work packages. It is an essential element in assessing the quality of a plan, and an initial element used during the project's planning. For example, a WBS is used when the project is scheduled so that the use of work packages can be recorded and tracked. There are several project management standards, including the ISO standards ISO 9000, a family of standards for quality management systems, and the ISO 10006-2003, for quality management systems and guidelines for quality management in projects. ISO 21500-2012, guidance on project management. This is the first international standard related to project management published by ISO. Other standards in the 21500 families include 21503-2017 guidance on program management, 21504-2015 guidance on portfolio management, 21505-2017 guidance on governance, 21506-2018 vocabulary, 21508-2018 earned value management in project and program management, and 21,511 to 2018 work breakdown structures for project and program management. ISO 31000 to 2009, risk management. ISO ICIEEE 16326 to 2009, systems and software engineering, life cycle processes, project management. Individual Competence Baseline, ICB, from the International Project Management Association, IPMA. Capability Maturity Model, CMM, from the Software Engineering Institute. GAPS, Global Alliance for Project Performance Standards, an open-source standard describing competencies for project and program managers. Hermes Method, the Swiss General Project Management Method, was selected for use in Luxembourg and international organizations. The Logical Framework Approach, LFA, is popular in international development organizations. PMBOK Guide from the Project Management Institute, PMI. PRINCE2 from Arxelos. Team Software Process, TSB, from the Software Engineering Institute. Total Cost Management Framework, ARCHI International's Methodology for Integrated Portfolio, Program, and Project Management. The Model, an original systems development method. Some projects, either identical or different, can be managed as program management, so that a program manager is in charge of project managers. Hence, a program manager is also known as a project director. An increasing number of organizations are using what is referred to as project portfolio management, PPM, to select suitable projects and then use project management techniques as the means for delivering the outcomes in the form of benefits to the performing public, private or not-for-profit organization. PPM is usually performed by a dedicated team of managers organized within an enterprise project management office, PMO, headed by a PMO director, usually based within the organization. Thus, the position in charge of PPM can also be designated as the Chief Project Officer or the Chief Technology Officer. In cases where an organization's strategic initiatives form the bulk of the PPM, the head of the PPM is titled as the Chief Initiative Officer. Project management software is used to help plan, organize, and manage resource pools, develop resource estimates and implement plans. Depending on the sophistication of the software, the functionality may include estimation and planning, scheduling, cost control and budget management, resource allocation, collaboration software, communication, decision-making, workflow, risk, quality, documentation, and/or administration systems. Virtual Program Management, VPM, manages a project done by a virtual team, though it rarely may refer to a project implementing a virtual environment. It is noted that managing a virtual project is fundamentally different from managing traditional projects, combining concerns of telecommuting and global collaboration, culture, time zones, language.